Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Empire. Earlier, we discussed how we were going to take care of all our friends when we win the lottery.
Right.
Mm. And Tyler Walsh really needs a vehicle. That Yaris ain't
cutting
it for him. So I would gladly buy Tyler Walsh a decent truck.
I'd like to take care
of you too, Cameron. What is it you need? What is it that you would like? Ooh. In the event I win $1.25 billion, keeping in mind that this is like a marriage.
Half goes to me.
I have to split it with Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if he wins, same thing.
Do you guys have that in writing somewhere? Is that just a gentleman's agreement?
I think it's been verbal on this show so long that I think we'd probably end up suing each other if somebody didn't come through with
it. Oh, yeah. It's definitely
that
been...
That would be the bitter end, huh? After all these years.
It's been discussed 100 times, so there is definitely a verbal contract out there somewhere.
Yeah, I think a verbal contract. I thought about getting out of this contract eventually if I would actually win, because I have other stuff I got to take care of, too, besides Todd.
That would really be a dick move.
It would be.
I never even considered that.
I know. Well, I did for a second, but I never won. I thought, what if we just won like $5 million? No, I think our rule was we have to quit the show.
Yeah, it's got to be like life-changing to quit the show.
Yeah, right. Like F you money. Yeah. It's got to be F you money.
It's so funny that you mentioned this, because I was thinking about the lottery.
Well, $5 million
is
enough to quit the show, though. $5 million is enough to quit the show. And so would I have to give you 2.5? Then I wouldn't want to quit the show.
Then you couldn't quit the show.
I know.
I'd say probably,
so it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
Well, it sounds like minimum
nine figures.
$10 million for
us
clearing to
quit
the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Got to clear $10 million.
You can put the bar a little lower.
Oh, that's a new one. Okay. Got it.
Well, we can.
That kind of sucks, and you'll probably win $5 million. I want 2.5. Yeah.
Well, we'll work it out.
Well, you can still split it, but it's not like quit the show money.
Right.
Yeah.
Split it, and
that depends on what day I feel.
In a little.
It might be dressed a little nice. It might be 3 days a week. 3 days a week show money.
It would definitely give us some option and leverage.
It'd be no meetings again ever money.
So, what do you want, Cameron? Because obviously I'm going to help pay for this too. Todd's throwing all our money around.
What I want for a second, but I will say I had the same thought the other day and was thinking about how I'd help all my friends. And one of the first people that literally passed into my mind was Tyler Walsh. And how I would just deck him out with, like a big truck or a van or something
that
he could sleep in and put fishing poles on.
It'd be Todd.
Some golf clubs.
Todd's already taking care of that now.
That's good. Well, if we both win, then you cover Tyler and I'll take Nick and the kids.
All right.
Sounds like a custody agreement.
Yeah, it does.
We're talking about you now.
Yeah, okay,
what is it that you would like?
I don't know. I'd either want... I'd want maybe a personal basketball court, but if I had a basketball court, I'd probably have to also have that surgery where my legs get longer.
Okay.
Lower the hoops, man. The hoops be 7 feet,
if the hoops, could be lower. Or,
none of that's off the table. If you want like a home in Micronesia,
would you like a vacation property
in Micronesia, or would that be too high maintenance?
I think that's too high maintenance, and you can't buy property in Micronesia unless you were born there.
Oh, you can't.
Oh,
that's tough.
Yeah, even if the sperm left there and knocked you up, knocked your mom up.
My dad offered me a 100-year lease. He's like, but what I can do is, he's like, I own some land here. He's like, I'll give you a 100-year lease. And I'm like, that would be great, man, but it costs so much money to even get here to be on this land. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what
you
would
can't
you do
weekend
there, right?
in Micronesia.
But I suppose if Todd won, then you might be able to build me that house over on the islands. On my leased property.
Well, now you're asking for too
much
money.
That's too much. All right. How about this? Hot air
balloon. Walsh's car's under $100,000,
man. I'm still fine with this. Tell me how you get to Micronesia.
How would I get to Micronesia?
How many legs of flights would you have to take?
Well, you'd have to go here to somewhere to Hawaii. You got to start in Hawaii.
Okay.
Right.
And then you can go Hawaii to Micronesia on a United airline hopper. So it's like you just bump across a bunch of different islands.
Okay, so it would just be Omaha, L.A., or
the
Phoenix,
a
or
toilet,
Hawaii,
the
and then Micronesia. Mm-hmm. So only a couple of stops.
Yeah, but it's like a 24-hour journey, for sure.
Okay.
Like between all the layovers and the stuff.
How many comedy clubs are in Micronesia?
None, but we could start one.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Destination Comedy Club.
What's the language?
English is big, but then other than that, each island kind of has their own different one. So there's like Pohnpeian and Chukchi.
So you could tell jokes over there in English.
A bunch of different dialects.
Yeah, I could tell it in English, and a lot of people would get it.
See, I think I don't have the having to split it with anybody. So I think I would take the approach, instead of what do you want, I think it'd become a tiered system of, you know, this level of friends and family get X number of dollars. You do with it what you want.
I think on the daily basis.
Yeah.
I'd step it down, you know? Somewhere.
Yeah, I think you figure out the don't ask for any more money number for everybody.
Yeah, right. But see, I want to be a little more thoughtful and get a gift. You know, just giving a gift card and just giving money. That seems so lazy.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, people want cash, though.
Can I get, I actually have a request.
Okay.
Right. I want a comedy theater style venue.
Right.
Okay.
That during the day I can convert to a basketball court.
that sounds doable.
We could build it in one building, and you just this you know, you can have
hire that sports court company that builds courts and yards and basements. Yeah,
okay. That's all it is.
Can it be They're two venues cool. side by side, kind of a bowling alley and a club?
I want a ball on it during the day. And then I want to be good at something on it at night.
I love ball on it, man.
Yeah. See, I think it's just easier to give people the X amount of dollars because I think
it is. But
I think because I think most people like me, what I want, I would want to be out of debt. I want to pay off the house. I want to pay the cars off. Yep. I want to have a fresh start there.
This is responsible and boring.
This is such a lazy.
It is.
This is how you know exactly the kind of rich person puss would be, because he'd just be like, just take care of it. And he'd just be throwing $100 bills at McDonald's and stuff. I don't want to have to think about this anymore. I'm wealthy now, you know?
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
No, but see, if I was the one getting the money, I think that, you know, getting me out completely out of debt, and then every month I've all that extra money that you could, then you could have fun.
Yeah.
You know?
How I far down the list
of money where you could have fun instantly?
I think in fairness, Todd is probably like financially making the smarter decision, which is pick.
That's always been said about Todd, by the way. It's always been said about Todd. Yeah. You know, Todd's financial decisions always been said about Todd.
It's certainly more thoughtful.
It's more thoughtful. It's personable.
No, it definitely is more thoughtful.
What did Nick want?
I'd want a salon chair near green room so you could keep up with the frosted tips.
Oh, that's good. We could put it right next to the locker room. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Locker room, green room.
Yeah. You look good at frosted tips.
The dream would be a water slide that goes from a balcony outside your bedroom right into the pool.
That's all he wants. And Kiss pinball machine.
Yeah, the Kiss pinball machine.
You're describing the best place ever.
Yeah. You wake up, you're like,
you get one of those Willy Wonka glass elevators. And then
there'd be more coming for Nick, but I definitely would hire like a flatbed to pull up with a Kiss pinball machine with four guys dressed as Kiss cranking it, walking, driving down the street towards Nick's house.
Well, for the right price.
Cranking the music, by the way. Cranking the music. Nick would be cranking it.
If you got enough money.
The neighbors would be like, what the hell is going on?
Why are there Kiss guys masturbating in front of a machine out there?
See, it wouldn't be four guys pinball. Dressed like Kiss. It would be Kiss.
No, you couldn't afford that.
Yes.
Couldn't afford that.
Yes, we could.
No.
Gene can be bought.
Yeah,
every one of those guys can be bought.
Millions.
All right, how about just Gene and Paul?
And no, that's where it costs the most.
That's
where
the most
Ace could do it for $500,000.
Ace and Peter would show up, and they're not as busy.
Yeah, right.
But I think if they're not playing anything, if they just got to dress up, stand there, and shake Nick's hand, and then clean up after him afterwards.
Well, they're going to play pinball.
You know,
right. It's going to be cheaper. Them, right.
Yeah, they can play pinball and War Machine.
No.
That'd be funny, Nick. So your wife turns to you and says, you know, we could have been just out of debt. Todd and Tyler could have just got us out of debt, and you got a pinball machine, and Ace Frehley and Peter Criss showed up, and that's all you got. Yes,
Nick just goes to bed that night, and he goes, "Yeah, but what a great day!"
But didn't you see I'm in debt tomorrow. Right. I'm worried tomorrow about how to pay the bills, but I had a great day.
I'm going to save up for a frame.
Oh man. Yeah, whatever. Nobody won the Mega. That's why I brought that back up. It's up again.
$1.25 billion on Friday.
Friday night.
All right. And so what, 625 after if you take the lump?
We've talked about this too. You mentioned about family and friends. I mean, you have to go down the list to where you stop. You know, if you have immediate family, of course, you're still tight with your immediate family. You're going to take care of them. But do you go to a cousin? Do you go to an aunt and uncle that you're still kind of like or you don't like? Who knows?
Nah. I think family, you'd have to do
that's
that.
Cool.
Like people you would see at Thanksgiving or whatever. But other than that, it's like friends that anybody you haven't texted in the past 3 months or seen in person in however long, like just out.
Like I say, I think it would be a tiered system for me. Like these are the people that are most important. They get the most money. But again, it's the one time. Here, you get this once.
How about this
don't
one?
Ask anymore.
I thought about this. If this way, you could take care of people. Granted, your immediate family, you're going to take care of. But if you start taking care of friends, and you know, you also have friends that might be okay.
Yeah,
it just might be okay.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not saying they're rich, but they're okay. I think the cooler thing to do was once a year, you take 50, 60 people. On a huge vacation, all on you.
That's true. That's fun.
You know,
take
that
them on
kind
a
of
10-year vacation to 203 countries.
Yeah. You got
to
walk. Yeah. You got to walk and get syphilis everywhere.
Are you supposed to take the lump? Is that
Yes.
General...
You're supposed to take the lump.
It's the more responsible in case you die next year.
And also, you can make just as much money taking the lump and investing in other places. So
okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you get
you throw enough money in the right place, you can live off the interest.
Right. Plus, you get it already. Right.
Like once a year, you go rent Richard Branson's island house.
Right.
You know,
I don't want any billionaire's island.
Well, that's a good point.
But
yeah.
I mean, somewhere you can house 50 or 60 of your closest friends, and everybody can just have a blast.
It'd be great if there was like some sort of, I don't know, venue that was like good for recreation during the day, but entertainment at night.
Yeah. You know? Perfect.
Where you could ball during the day, dude.
Ball on them.
I would have a hard time putting 60 people together on a list. I'd be like, this guy from my English class, my junior year, I guess. Do you want to come?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, they're going to have families. They're going to have wives and their own kids,
I would
too,
make
though.
Arrangements, and I'd take every one of you to golf, every golf course in Nebraska.
I'd be down.
And Kansas.
Yeah, I'll
see golf at every golf course in
next
Kansas,
level.
Too.
How much money does it have
to
be?
Todd's like, trips would suck. What?
Because you hear about
motor hotels all around.
You hear about people that win the lottery, right? They win the lottery, and then they lose it all, or they really go off the rails, and it's a danger. It's a poison, you know, to have that much that fast. But how much is enough to where you can't mess it up? Is there a number?
$600 million.
Is $600 million the number?
I think it's multiple hundreds of millions.
Nine figures.
Yeah.
Nine
probably
figures.
Can't mess that up.
You could still have a lot of fun with nine figures and still have half of it left over
to
invest
wisely.
But
you're right. If it's $5 or $10 million, a guy could piss that away
easily. I think
without knowing the money's going to stop, Todd. You're right.
I think probably pretty fast.
There's pro athletes that do that all the time.
Well, there's a whole list. That was a clickbait thing the other day. Actually, it's pretty interesting, though. They were talking about these athletes that lost everything. And one of them was Vince from
Young.
Texas, Vince Young.
Oh, yeah.
And when he first, he made eight, right away he got a ton of money because he was like the
did
first
pick.
Did he
piss it away or were there a bunch of bad investments?
Well, he did. His accountant says he was spending more money he was bringing in all the time. And it was. We talked about him. Didn't he go to a restaurant and just buy thousands of dollars for everybody all the time?
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Yeah.
I think it's probably what I was.
And now he's working a day job as glad handing people in Texas. That's his job.
Yeah.
And that's what he
works for the university now.
Right. Now, granted, he's not probably starving, but he's not rolling around in millions like he was, you know?
I could blow that money. I'd be like, what happened? I'd be like, oh, I don't know. Maybe that room I had in the house where you just had to step in there and it was just filled with weed instantly. Step right, but it was just burning constantly
the
just in case you happened to walk by. Yeah.
It's my like favorite a sauna, part about, but just weed.
My favorite
yeah,
part about
weed sauna.
I just got this feeling that Nick would just be, his wife would make him live in the same neighborhood in the same house. And you have a nice house, but
oh,
it would
sure.
just be, it'd be like just overblown. Everything around it would be like a zillion dollar looking and you just have a regular house in a regular neighborhood. All your neighbors would hate you, but your wife doesn't want you to move.
And right. I'd still be picking right. him up to go
and
to
Myrna.
And I don't
know how much different that is than what happens now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.